chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing.
It's the Friday vibe, man. Kidding me? All day yesterday, I thought it was Friday until about 4 o'clock. I was like, uh-oh, we got to do this again tomorrow, huh?
You know what? I'm dying over here. The Amazon reviews of Terry's book.
Oh, they're out. Oh, I didn't even read them.
The customer reviews. Finally, a book to put on your head.
Our guys.
I bought this to place on my head for protection from severe weather. I will update this review once I use it, unless it doesn't work and I'm dead. Imagine my shock not to see a back cover blurb from Murph praising the book.
Oh,
and then this, I give it 7 slices of pie. I don't know.
The score of a lifetime, ladies and gentlemen.
It's great.
Make sure you jump on barnesandnoble.com, or you can
I liked it.
You can get it on Amazon the way I did, the way a lot of people apparently did. It's a very quick read. It's our guy, Terry. We have a special show for him November 15th in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio. Should be a fun time. Make sure you're listening to the rest of the show as well, not just because you like hanging out with us, but because you can win yourself. Is it a pair of tickets?
Yep.
A pair of tickets to that very, very special show. You just have to be listening for the Terry Sounder. All right, any other news next?
Yep, some sports stuff, some non-sports stuff. All fun, all worth sticking around for right after an update.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Big Ten play returns to Ryan Field on Saturday, November 11th, as the Cats take on the Purdue Boilermakers. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. No Bears football this weekend. The Bears have a bye week. They'll take on the Packers a week from Sunday. A guy who will be playing Sunday, though, is Dallas running back Ezekiel Elliott. He was granted an administrative stay by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. His case will be heard by a panel of federal judges next week. In basketball, the Bulls are in Orlando tonight to take on the Magic. That one tips at 6 o'clock. The NBA announced today the draft lottery is coming to Chicago on May 15th. Blackhawks play in Minnesota tomorrow, where they'll play without Gustav Forsling. He could return from an upper body injury on Sunday. And the hot stove is starting to heat up. White Sox have declined their option on catcher Gio Soto. Cubs today claimed left-handed pitcher Randy Rosario off waivers from the Twins. Northsiders also sent 40 pizzas to the Astros as part of the tradition of the previous World Series champs treating the most recent winner of the Fall Classic. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Gurney Volkswagen. When searching for a new Volkswagen, search for GurneyVolkswagen.com. And are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
In the wake of the Astros World Series Championship, the local radio broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Steve Sparks.
As Steve Sparks back in the Astros clubhouse with Kent Giles.
And this is nuts!
This is from the 630 Pure Gold.
Back to you, Robert!
Thank you, Steve. You know, it's amazing. I wish Steve would get more excited in these clubhouse celebrations.
This is from the 815. Holy bleep, I'm rolling right now.
I'm going to come back to you in a second, and you're going to sing Ain't No Sunshine.
I ain't singing. From the 618, is he still employed?
I got to throw to Brian McCann. He caught my debut. You know, he has a fair body. He caught my debut in 08 here, you know, over in Anaheim. He's a little overweight.
This is the greatest 10 minutes of radio. This is awesome. Somebody spiked his drink with LSD. Why did they keep going back to him?
Let's go back to the clubhouse with Steve Sparks.
We got Jeff Blum and Julian Morales with us in the celebration. Yo! Like who? Ashton Kutcher? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Who else did we see, Blummer?
Tupac.
Tupac. That was brutal.
Now what?
I'm Manny from Modern Family.
Manny from Modern Family!
We learned so many things about Steve Sparks.
Oh, that
I'm so happy that we did.
It's a 52-year-old man.
Want to make sure we mention our boss, director of broadcasting, Jamie Hildreth, who passed away this spring training, and a big holy Toledo from the heavens. Everybody in clubs gets tipsy. What? Everybody in clubs get tipsy. A celebration. Yo!
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Scooter.
Yep, we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also in other news.
The whistles go woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. And the mob.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
It's time for another news right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. You can check out our live video stream at watch670score.com. Brought to you by American Needle Quality Headwear, based in Chicago since 1918.
So last night, Jason had been talking about Zay Jones, the wide receiver for the Bills. Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that when we mentioned his name, people brought up his end zone celebration last night. They did a lightsaber battle that culminated in a force choke.
I'm going to tweet it out right now for you.
And it's just the latest in a series of absolutely awesome, coordinated, choreographed end zone celebrations by NFL offenses. And it's such a no-brainer. I'm so glad the NFL did it, because the whole no fun league realized, what's the downside? What is the downside? There have been, and the baseball celebration that the Eagles did when they were doing walk-off home runs, pitcher, catcher, umpire, batter, and the pitch is thrown and the ball is hit, and there have been so many. The Duck Duck Goose one didn't really work. There have been some that you have to figure out what it is. We made fun of Zach Miller, like putting money in the safe, whatever that was.
Instead of taking it out.
Yeah, we're
his
quite
dad
sure.
joke.
Yeah, like the dad joke celebration. But the players are really working on this. Yes. They're auditioning for roles. They're understudies. They're having fun with it. And why not?
They care.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it is.
It's so cool. It's only going to get better too, because once you raise the bar, you know, we're going to have full blown kick lines going, or who knows what's happening. It just, some of the cross cultural homages too. The fact that they're doing baseball and Star Wars, I can't wait to see what's next.
You see the Steelers bench press?
Yes. Yeah. He's spotting.
Le'Veon Bell's lifting the weights, and they use an offensive lineman as the weight bench. He sat on the offense. Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. I mean, I don't think the get off my lawn dudes are in football as much as they are in other sports. So yeah, you can do this, and everybody actually like it. And of course, it helps you out. Your product is helped out by streaming on Twitter. As soon as something crazy happens, it's right there for you.
Although you know that a sponsor is going to find a way to buy one of these, right?
Oh, then it's going to get corny.
Right. That somebody's actually going to say, well, you know, I had to do my Papa John's bit where
I hadn't thought of it.
Doubled over in agony.
Hell, I mean, you know, I'm still surprised that Terrell Owens didn't get Sharpie money. Joe Horn did the flip phone.
Oh, that's right. Joe Horn did the flip phone.
I don't think Terrell ever got a Sharpie deal, did he?
And he had it in the sock, right?
Yeah, he had the Sharpie in the sock. It was against Seattle, I believe. It was in Seattle, and he goes to the sock, and then after that, Joe Horn did the flip phone. I thought the flip phone was kind of corny, too, but hey, who am I? All right, Dan. A semi-truck hauling honeybees crashed after avoiding a slowdown on Interstate 80 and exiting off onto a side street.
Where on I-80?
This is in Auburn. Sacramento. This is in Sacramento. It happened around 7 p.m. Thursday night near Nevada City Street. Boxes of beehives were crushed and the driver was sent to the hospital. Police said traffic quickly backed up and the driver had to ditch the freeway. A fatal accident for millions of honeybees ensued. Quote, when they have an impact like that, they're usually sprung or damaged and are really hard to salvage, said John Miller, a beekeeper in Newcastle and former Major League Baseball broadcaster.
John Miller on bees.
Nah, it wasn't John Miller. He heard the news and quickly came to assess any chance of survival for the bees. Quote, tonight, the fire department is responsible for the public safety, and these bees would probably be, if they were allowed to stay there, they'd start flying and encounter the bees. A danger now to the public, the Auburn Fire Department was forced to drown out the bees. Miller said he'd seen this before.
That sucks. We need bees. There was the great bee disappearance just a couple years ago, and the populations were coming back. Yeah, yeah. The health of honeybees
very
is
important.
Usually like a canary in the coal mine for environmental issues.
He says, quote, "It's a loss for the owners of the bees, and it's a tragedy for the hives themselves, as these bees were destined to do some pollination work next spring, fruits, vegetables, nuts. It's a tragedy. It's sad.
It is.
If it were to have happened, there's no such thing as bees and ecosystems. If it were to have happened during the day, he said there might have been a better chance for survival. The mess ultimately took hours to clean up, but had the driver not bailed off the freeway, officials said this could have been an absolute disaster.
You know, we need to talk to, if we wanted to, you know who is involved in beekeeping? On the south
side,
it will not surprise you. But, like, the go-to guy on the south side of Chicago is our former engineer, Greg Lane, who Terry called Hedgy the Hedgehopper.
Mm-hmm.
And just a
very interesting man.
Fascinating man. But I guess he's the guy, if you have, like, a queen bee land somewhere and all of a sudden you get one of these pop-up colonies, he'll come and, like, grab it with his bare hands and move it somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I was actually at a farmer's market where one of the honey-making Southside groups had there, it's called like Urban Honey or something like that, and they do it on a roof on the South Side. They produce and sell their own honey. It was phenomenal stuff. It was really cool. From there to Zion, Illinois.
Okay.
Where an unfortunate raccoon was found stuck in a sewer grate. Authorities said they found the creature stuck while trying to climb out, and officers had been called to the area for assistance when they discovered the unexpected scene. And according to the Zion Police Department's Facebook post, they says this little guy has been eating a little too well and got caught in the sewer grate.
Oh, no.
And he was so big, the officers couldn't help him out of the grate, so they had to call the Zion Public Works Department. The pictures are outstanding.
There's like rat!
Crusts of bread lying around, and this raccoon's like, oh, man.
Oh, they got me.
Oh, boy.
I knew I was going to go to the gym last week.
Yep. And
that's a big one.
I believe that Rick Camp said this is going to be the mascot for the I'm Fat podcast. And does that actually exist, by the way?
No, it's just...
It's just a bit, right?
Yeah.
The I'm Fat podcast. Yeah. Yeah. I love the idea
Those guys would have to put too much work into it.
Right.
Showing up somewhere.
Right. Yeah. But I think everything's fine.
Having an hour worth of content.
The raccoon was successfully released. He was freed. They described him as no worse for wear. So big fat raccoon is wandering around somewhere happy, happy, happy.
Happy, happy, happy. All right, soon-to-be former Tennessee staffer Antone Davis, reportedly did not enjoy working for Tennessee coach Butch Jones. Davis, a former Tennessee offensive lineman, announced his resignation as the program's Vol for Life coordinator earlier this week, according to Sports Radio WNML. Davis felt he was not treated well by Jones. The station said it acquired Davis's resignation letter to Tennessee Athletic Director John Curie. In it says he took, quote, constant intimidation, bullying, and mental abuse from the Tennessee head coach. Davis told Curie that, quote, I had always dreamed of coming back and being able to contribute to the continued success of the athletic program. Davis also said that working under Jones, quote, has been one of the worst work experiences I have ever had. Statement from Jones to the station wished Davis well and thanked him for his service. The report also noted that Jones recently requested a raise from Davis, unbeknownst to him, and was denied by the school. You can read more about the letter in a previous email to Curie in the link above. With Yahoo Sports, I'll put the story out there for you. We appreciate Antone's work for the University of Tennessee and our football program. He had an outstanding career here as a student athlete and then returned more than 20 years later to impact the lives of young men who are following him. Davis was also a first-round pick in the 1991 NFL draft and played 7 professional seasons. So this is what it looks like when it is time for you to go bye-bye. When people start saying you're the worst person I've ever worked for and start being put on record and it's not getting tamped down by anybody. Like, this is the Jim McElwain thing. It was one thing. This Tennessee job, they have been waiting for Butch Jones to be Butch Jonesy for a while now. And all they've done, when he said we're champions at life, I believe it was last year, you knew he was on the way out. There's going to be a couple jobs, whether it be Texas A&M and now Florida and maybe Tennessee here very soon. A few SEC jobs that somebody's going to have to man. And there's going to be some really, really good talent for teams to scrape up as well.
And that is In Other News, brought to you by Discover Card. Discover Card alerts you if they find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. It's free for card members. Sign up online at discover.com. /free alerts. Limitations apply. And I'm having a difficult.
I'm having a difficult time with these texts. Yeah, why is this person?
I don't know. I'm
about the bees.
Okay, because let's just go back.
I thought anything that wasn't like a plant or bacteria or like something else.
All right, let's start here. Did Jason say when Bernstein said he had an animal story and he said mine's about bees? Bees are an insect. So he texted back. All insects are animals.
Yeah.
Bees are animals. Did you think they were plants? Then he texted back. Jason, no, bees are insects, not animal.
Because Bernstein said animal,
so did Jason. And I said, all insects are part of the kingdom Animalia.
Animal!
Do you think they are plants or minerals?
Sometimes I question myself when somebody comes that hard, like, no! So I was like, wait a minute, they are animals. Like, what the hell is this?
Yes, what do you think they are?
Are we wrong? Are bees not animals?
They're animals. The taxonomic ranks, you always can remember the kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species, subspecies.
Okay.
They are part of the animal kingdom.
Right. So, screw you.
Right. I don't know what you think they could possibly be if not
plant,
animals.
They're not bacteria. They're
flying,
not,
stinging plants.
They're not fungus or fungi. They could be fungi, but...
Hey, honey.
All right. 312-644-6767 is the phone number you want to jump in the conversation. We are Bears List this weekend. Got a couple other stories around the NFL we want to get to. I know you got some NBA things that you want to jump in as well. At some point, we need to talk about the number one pick overall in the NBA draft.
Let's do that because there's something really weird going on that smart people are questioning some of the mainstream reporting on this and some of what we're hearing. It is a what could develop into what... For me, I think would be an NBA first.
Yeah, unfortunate circumstance if the worst case scenario is played out here. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Bill Ryder, the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at Farmers.com. I know in the afterglow of an incredible World Series and a letdown by the Dodgers, there will be a temptation to say, Clayton Kershaw proved the doubters wrong. A gem in Game 1. 4 scoreless in relief in Game 7. If only the Dodgers brass had gone to him at the start of that game. Don't buy it. Don't believe it. The Dodgers' inability to bring home a World Series championship has as much to do with Kershaw as any letdown from the offense in Game 7. Look no further than his start against Houston in the middle of this series when he went 4 2/3 and gave up 6 earned runs. He's the best pitcher of his generation. He didn't get it done when they needed him. This World Series loss is on Kershaw, and his legacy is one of futility in the postseason. I'm Bill Ryder.
You accomplished a lot today, and you're only getting started. Every day, you want to do more than the day before. Now, with our help, you will. At Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network, we're helping you get more out of healthcare and more out of life. We believe it's time to stretch dollars and imaginations even further, to think creatively and collaboratively. We believe it's time for more. Find out how Blue Cross can bring more to you and your business. Visit timeformore.com.
The Score and Great Clips have teamed up to find the next fantasy football expert for the 2017 season. So this season, make sure to tune into The Score each Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. for all your fantasy updates, news, and tips on the Great Clips Fantasy Football Show, hosted by Joe Ostrowski and this year's expert, the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert, brought to you by Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
This year, Walmart asked hundreds of kids for their top gifts, and the results are in the Walmart Kids Gift Catalog. Find favorites like Fingerlings, Furreal Friends, and Barbie. Shop these and more in the Kids Gift Catalog at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
What a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely
no calls
blatant.
There's one where he ran
calls
off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Guy.
Jason Goff here with another reason why you should be an Xfinity customer, because of their great Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Anywhere I'm at, where I can just be walking around or at a library or at a nail salon waiting for my lady to be done, and I can just link up to the Xfinity Wi-Fi that finds itself available on my settings and my Bluetooth. And you know why? Because they have a network of hotspots that keep you connected to the internet around town at Wi-Fi level speeds. Access to the hotspots is offered at no additional charge to all Xfinity mobile customers, as well as Xfinity internet customers who subscribe to packages that include speeds of 25 megabits per second or higher. Currently, there are more than 18 million hotspots nationwide. That's 3 million more than last month when I was telling you about this. They just keep dropping hotspots on you. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store for more details or to learn more about other Xfinity Internet-only offers. Offer ends November 22nd, 2017. Restrictions apply. Not available in all.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Thursday, from the brains behind The Big Bang Theory.
You understand that some people are going to be intimidated by you because of how smart you are?
Or maybe they'll recognize my intellect and make me their leader.
9-year-old Sheldon Cooper's going to high school.
Let the learning begin.
You're not going to make it in this school if you keep ratting people out.
But they were breaking the dress codes. I saw one boy with a t-shirt that said, "Fight me."
That's terrible.
Young Sheldon, Thursday, only CBS.
Home for tickets. Tuesday, join 670 The Score's Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show at Twin Peaks Warrenville, located at 28252 Deal Road. Enjoy the broadcast and Miller Lite specials, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, this is kind of messed up.
What's up?
Because it leads us to a discussion of things that have happened to people in other sports. It's kind of happened to guys in golf. It's mostly happened in baseball. Maybe a kicker has gotten it. Maybe Roberto Aguayo has it, but there is
famously baseball with Knobloch and was it Sachs?
It's called The Thing. And yeah, Mark Wohlers had it. Mackie Sasser had it. Giovanni Soto has it to some extent, throwing the ball back to the pitcher.
That's why he does the thing where he's like falling on the ground.
Yes, and
it is.
It's a muscle memory athletic issue called, you could call it The Thing. People have referred to it as The Creature. And it is possible that we are seeing our first high profile case of it in the NBA. Because Markelle Fultz has something wrong with him.
Something really wrong.
Ken Berger wrote this for Bleacher Report, and the headline is, "This is not normal." That's in quotes. "Professional basketball players don't often go on vacation for a few weeks and forget how to shoot, nor do they have to come out of the lineup and miss weeks at a time with something that may or may not be technically classified as an injury. The series of mysterious events would seem to be even more rare for a player whose talent was worthy of making him the number one pick in the NBA draft, yet this is what's happened to the Sixers' Markelle Fultz. Quite simply, it's baffling. One Eastern Conference GM told Bleacher Report, this is not normal. It's perplexing. So he shot it pretty well in college. He never looked like this before. And this is the suddenly hesitant, herky-jerky shooting mechanics Fultz mysteriously unveiled during the Sixers training camp in September. Mm-hmm. And they go through the timeline here. Summer league at Tim Gergerich's camp in July, he was shooting fine. Then he rejoined the Sixers, and he had lowered his release point considerably, launching the ball precariously toward the rim from below his chin. The cringeworthy approach evoked comparisons to Charles Barkley's golf swing. In early October, head coach Brett Brown revealed Fultz had purposely altered his shooting mechanics as an effort to improve. A week later, Fultz told The Ringer that soreness in his shooting shoulder was the reason he changed his mechanics. Then in the Sixers season opener, he appeared reincarnated as a lefty, attempting to shoot right-handed free throws in a game of horse. Played three more contests, going 6 of 12 from the line, 9 of 27 from the field, while turning down open three-point shots. October 24th, his agent told Adrian Wojnarowski that Fultz had fluid drained from the shoulder before the season, and he said he literally cannot raise up his arms to shoot the ball. Hours later, that story went down the drain when brothers told Wojnarowski a different tale. He actually had a cortisone shot in the shoulder, not fluid drained from it. And October 25th, the Sixers announced he'd miss the next three games with right shoulder soreness.
Yeah, they were all over that shoulder story immediately. Keith Pompey and everybody out there in Philadelphia, D-line them, they were covering that thing because they floated that and they're like, when did this happen? And then, you know, like you said, and if you lie to Woj, you're going to be found out immediately. So the shoulder issue, everybody read that and thought that was the case, including myself, and then people were digging.
Now, here is the opinion that I got from a sports orthopedist, an experienced sports orthopedist with decades of experience who's worked for professional teams. And this, I'll let you know that this was the same guy who gave us the information about Carlos Rodon when the Sox were just saying, oh, it's nothing. Mm-hmm. And then his end-of-season surgery, a quote-unquote cleanup, they say he'll start throwing in 4 months or whatever it is.
Check this out.
This is the professional opinion of a sports orthopedist who read this and watched the accompanying video. Fultz has the creature. No way this is a mechanical scapular imbalance problem. Either yips, performance-based dystonia, which can sometimes happen in athletes and musicians, or it's early MS. But a true orthopedic problem, no chance.
The early MS thing, when I saw that, man, That's like, that's a lot.
Now, performance-based dystonia.
I had never heard of that
before. I've never heard that term before either, but...
I'd never heard it called the creature before either, by the way. Like, that's a new thing for me. We've always heard the yips, but the creature, you start to think of some weird Total Recall things in a minute.
And I looked up task-specific focal dystonia. It's a movement disorder that interferes with the performance of particular tasks, such as writing, playing a musical instrument, or participating in a sport. Dystonias are a group of movement problems characterized by involuntary, sustained muscle contractions, tremors, and other uncontrolled movements. The term focal refers to a type of dystonia that affects a single part of the body, such as the hand or jaw. And the most common of these is writer's cramp, in which muscle cramps or spasms in the hand, wrist, or forearm interfere with holding a pen or pencil. Musician's dystonia is characterized by muscle cramps and spasms that occur while playing a musical instrument. And I used to get that when I played a lot of guitar, bar chords. And just doing bar chords, there's a specific muscle in the forearm that would cramp up, and I could actually like see it twitching and spasming sometimes.
Wanky.
Is that the same hand? Yeah. And you could get a cramping or a dystonia if you're doing that too much. Sure, but who knows?
Yeah, it sucks too, man, because if this is some off-season thing where guys get with shooting coaches that you know, the team doesn't know about, or sometimes dudes just put way too much pressure on themselves and they lose something or lose it. But this is a guy who everybody watched in Washington, the only reason to watch Washington basketball, and he was a good player. A lot of people argued he wasn't the number one pick overall, thought Lonzo Ball would be, but to see this happen to him and then the weirdness about reporting the injury and what the injury is and shoulder soreness and all that other stuff, it seems as if he forgot how to shoot.
A texter says, look up the former New York Philharmonic first cornet player, a famous case of performance-based dystonia. Okay.
Scoreboard update.
3:30 in the Northwestern Football Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Big Ten play returns to Ryan Field on Saturday, November 11th, as the Cats take on Purdue. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Let's start with the NFL. The Bears are off for the bye this week. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott can play on Sunday. He was granted an administrative stay by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. The Bulls currently rank last in most offensive categories in the NBA. They're in Orlando tonight, taking on the Magic. 6 o'clock tip for that one. Blackhawks are in Minnesota tomorrow. Gustav Forsling did not travel with the team due to an upper body injury. Passes for the Cubs convention went on sale today. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Attention business owners, effective cash management is key to your company's success, but you're being overcharged when it comes to bank fees. Lakeside Bank will save you money. Call Matt Palmisano at 312-763-6660. Join Lakeside and start saving now. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. The Dow ended the day up nearly 23 points. NASDAQ finished up 49.5. The S&P was up 8. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So famously in baseball, who had it in golf? Was it Davis? It wasn't David Duvall. Who was it? Davis Love III?
Well, for a while, Sergio Garcia had the waggle yips. Remember when he was
straight over the putt?
Not the putter. Oh. It was the driver or any addressing the ball. He would just waggle and waggle and waggle, and it started to get worse, like a case of the tremors. Mm-hmm. And he just every time he kept waggling. It took him forever before he could actually swing, and he got over it.
The mental moment actually forcing a physical reaction out of you. I don't if that's how do you fix that though?
Psychology. Like
I was about to say you send a guy to a shrink. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know if you can do it legally. I mean, I don't know if you can take, like, you know, beta blockers or muscle relaxers or something. It's hard for an athlete to.
You just got a number one pick sitting there who can't do what you drafted him to do.
It's a nightmare. It really is.
And just think about what he's thinking about. He's 20 years old, 21 years old, and he's thinking to himself, I'm going to be playing on a star-studded team for the next 7-8 years of my life.
Steve Blass was another pitcher, a hard-throwing pitcher, who all of a sudden couldn't throw the ball in the strike zone. Something went wrong. It's amazing.
Go through hypnosis and all that. Yeah,
there are amazing stories about the connection between the brain and body, sometimes it's just so tenuous that you never know. And for Markelle Fultz, has there ever been a basketball case? Because, like, Wilt Chamberlain and Shaquille O'Neal were just bad at free throws.
Right. Chris Dudley, those dudes, yeah.
Exactly. Right, they were just
couldn't shoot free throws.
Bad at it.
And they talk about in a locked gym, guys hit 15, 20 in a row, and then all of a sudden they get in front of, I didn't ever believe that 15, 20 in a row, by the way, if we Shaq and all those dudes, and then they get in front of everybody and miss every one of them. I never believed that. But no, a shooter just losing the touch, we've seen it in
not
series.
Not even the touch.
Just the shot.
The actual ability to shoot.
To raise up and actually follow through and attempt a shot.
Yeah, a lot of Cubs fans bringing up John Lester throwing a first. There's definitely a little bit of that. He's bouncing it and he's running it over there.
Last time we saw John, he's picking people off, damn it, in real games.
David Duval is a yes. The 630 says he lost his swing.
Yeah, well, I thought it was David Duval. Okay, yeah, because he was. Remember they were just looking for dudes to be the next, you know,
the foil.
The next Tiger rival. Davis Love III. It was David Duval. All those dudes. Text you Rick Ankiel. Goes to the outfield, says, screw this pitching. Screw this, I'm out of here. Actually had a decent major league career after that with the Royals and such.
713 says, professional musician here. Dystonia is no joke. Career ended. Charlie Vernon, bass trombonist of the CSO, dealt with a dystonia issue that he overcame a few years back. Tuba professor at DePaul University, Floyd Cooley, former of the San Francisco Symphony, cannot play his tuba anymore because of dystonia. It's serious stuff. Yeah, that's...
Oh, I'm not making light of it at all.
Yeah, that's probably... What they're talking about, my guess is embouchure dystonia, which is a muscular issue. Your embouchure is your connection of your lips, the circle you make with your lips to connect to the mouthpiece. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And because famously, Louis Armstrong had like a lip problem because he was never taught how to blow into the horn. So he sort of created a weird embouchure that worked for him. Wow. That left
the
him
sound that he can only make, but he was messed up.
It left him disfigured. Mm. So that must be what that is. That must be the muscles in the lip unable to form the proper embouchure for playing the instrument.
And of course, our guys, this from 815, weed takes care of the yips. Let me tell you something. If that's the case, Markelle Fultz will be fine by the weekend.
I'm good.
All right. We had to go through Denver. I'm good. Our guys, I can shoot now. Everything's fine.
But it really is a nightmarish story to think that this is what you do for a living. This is what's going to feed your kids.
You haven't even done it yet, though.
Right.
That's the thing.
For it to happen now.
Yeah, Chuck Knoblauch and all these other dudes that people are bringing up, they actually did it for a little while. You know, Rick Ankiel actually didn't. Was it second year? That it happened to Rick Ankiel, something like that? Like, he had a really good postseason or something like that, and then the next year...
Well, it happened in the postseason.
It happened in the... And then the next year, they were like, oh, my God, this hasn't gone away. This guy has not played. He has not played.
It's amazing.
They were talking about summer league stuff where this was going wrong, and they were trying to bring up all these weird injuries. No! I could not imagine. I could not imagine how... You're going to sleep every night hoping that something goes away. It's not a cold. It's not the flu. You're hoping that something clicks in your body at night and you wake up better.
It has to be like being trapped in a prison.
Right. Right. You know what you can do, but you can't get to that room in your brain.
It's terrifying.
It's scary as hell.
It's terrifying.
It's some Lawnmower Man stuff. For real, dude. I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
End of Infinite Jest. The book. Alan Candenza, he's trying to speak and nobody can hear what he's saying because what he thinks he's saying isn't coming out in recognizable fashion.
Every segment.
Every
single segment, Dan. Yeah, it sucks, man. And especially being on that team watching Ben and Joel do their thing. You're supposed to be the third amigo. You're supposed to be the guy. You got three number one picks that are ready to run, and everybody's ready. Everybody's healthy. You know, this isn't the Philadelphia thing of yesteryear, and you can't get it together because you can't raise your arms to shoot.
There's an NBA meme going around today, by the way, that is just hysterical. Did you see what happened on TNT last night?
Oh, the one chip challenge. I don't know where I first saw that. Oh, I saw it on a news crew. Did it and the young weather girl did it and she threw up. Like it's a ghost pepper chip.
Oh, I thought you can put anything on it, right?
No, I think it's a special chip.
Oh, jeez.
Here we go.
Really? It's not a tiny bite challenge. Oh, it's the one chip challenge.
What's wrong?
Just stick that whole thing
hot.
In there.
Come on, eat the rest of the chip, Ernie.
No, it's too hot.
Do we lick your feet? Oh.
That's her.
Oh, come on. You guys are overreacting.
Here's a good thing. There's only 10 calories.
Oh, Natalie's losing her breath. Oh, Natalie threw up. Ooh, this is going very poorly, folks. Clean up on aisle. Someone get her help, please. She needs help seriously.
You're a doctor. Get down here.
All right. Let's go to break. When we come back, we'll get Natalie together.
She really did.
So, yeah.
That's no joke. You don't mess with that stuff.
Her name, and I'm sorry, she's not the weather lady. She's actually the anchor. Her name is Natalie Tisdall. And she went on Facebook that night and said, so what really happened on TV this morning with me, the one chip challenge, I thought I was okay until I had a drink of my coffee to wash down the chip. I threw up, couldn't breathe, and felt like fire was coming out of my mouth, nose, and ears. I had a bottle of water, a glass of milk, a tablespoon of honey, and 3 mints and still felt on fire. An hour later, I had chills and a massive headache. 3 hours have gone by, and I feel like I was beat up in a dark alley.
It's like getting maced.
Oh, and I did not mention I shared the chip with my producer, Scott Elliott. It's crazy. I wouldn't recommend it. So
it's stupid.
It's the,
you might as well pepper spray your face.
It's the Paqui One Chip Challenge, PAQUI. I believe that's the chip that has the ghost pepper in it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you don't mess with ghost pepper.
I've eaten some pretty hot peppers from Belize while I was in Belize, but I don't need to prove anything to anybody on that level.
The 708 says, I'm an avid fisherman that can't hold a bait casting reel anymore. You know what? I at the end of fishing trips, I have had my right hand, my rod holding hand, locked.
Well,
absolutely locked. And for a spinning reel, where you cradle the reel, you have the stem.
We're still talking about fishing.
You have the stem of the reel. I have it sort of in the live long and prosper Kohanim, where it's in between the four fingers.
Star Trek.
And I have had it on at the end of a trip. Like on the plane on the way back, like my curl into that, like lock in that position where I have to use my other hand to undo my like G.I. Joe fishing hand.
You got the kung fu grip?
Yeah, no, that I know exactly what he's talking about.
Well, that's happening a lot now with people with phones. Like if you look at your hand, I bet you can slide your phone right into where your hand is right now on your desk because, you know, how much we hold our phones. I bet you could without problem. I've never been fishing, so I wouldn't have those.
Yeah, but when you're fishing like 10 hours a day for 4 days, and it just gets like that.
I would never, ever, ever need to do that in my life.
You do it because you want to, not because you need to. Brian Billick at the top of the hour on the score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly! And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
Just keep listening to the Molly and Hanley Show mornings 5 to 9 starting November 13 to find out how you can win one of 5 incredible trips for 2 to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people at Apple Vacations.
Life hack alert. You need better sheets. You're going to be happier when you are sleeping on better sheets. And you don't even know that the sheets you're on right now don't have a high enough thread count or aren't of quality. But you will know after you get your new sheets from Brooklinen. And I know you're concerned saying, I don't know about it. I won't know what to order. Just go to brooklinen.com and check it out because they've cut out all of the unnecessary markups, all the retail licensing fees, all the waste, and most importantly, they've cut out all the garbage and all the made-up words and everything you don't need just to offer you all of the colors and patterns and really, really fine sheets. It's underpriced luxury bedding. I have them. I love them. You should try them. You'll love them. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just to for you, just for listening. It's $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen's so confident you're going to love your new sheets, they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or as a gift. This holiday season, you can give the gift of luxury sheets. Get that out of the way. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Dan. Brooklinen, These are the best sheets.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, that's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you're at the Bears game, concessions aren't just concessions. They're a way to re-energize after you've cheered so hard your face is bluer than the jersey you're wearing. And with the Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card, you'll unlock special discounts, like 20% off concessions at the game, so you'll never run out of energy.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Mortgage licensee.
Hi, do you have an old car that you don't use anymore? Well, don't let it just hang around. Do something good with it and donate it to Cars for Kids. Whether your car is running or not, the awesome folks at Cars for Kids will accept it in any condition and tow it away at no cost to you. Besides being a quick and easy way to get rid of your car, your donation will go directly to help kids this back-to-school season. Cars for Kids educational and youth programs impact thousands across the country throughout the year. So if you have a car you're looking to unload but no time to deal with it, call 1-877-CARS-4KIDS or visit carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K, and see how easy it is to make a difference. Cars for Kids makes donation pleasant and hassle-free with pickup at a time that's convenient for you. The call is quick. The impact is real. Remember, that's 877-CARS-4KIDS or online at carsforkids.com. There's no easier way to get your driveway back, so take a minute to call now or just do it online. Do it for yourself. And do it for the kids.
Head to JCPenney for the Black Friday mattress sale. Wednesday to Saturday, get 60% off mattresses from brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, get an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and 60-month special financing with free delivery and free assembly. Hurry, end Saturday. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 11/29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See stores. Associate for details.
This year, Walmart asked hundreds of kids for their top gifts, and the results are in the Walmart Kids Gift Catalog. Find favorites like Fingerlings, Furreal Friends, and Barbie. Shop these and more in the Kids Gift Catalog at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app.
Oh, hi there, Al Dukes here, and like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also, though, used to send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have, like, sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s.
The
that would have been great for the Olympics.
Al, download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, so the boys bring up a good name, the texters and our producers, Nick Anderson. When Nick Anderson missed those free throws, I believe it was in the Eastern, it was in the finals, wasn't it? It was in the finals, right?
And then against Houston.
Yeah, the next couple of years after that, and he talked about it too. His game changed from a power guard to a strictly three-point shooter because he never wanted to go to the free throw line after that moment in the finals. So that's pretty good name for you right there, along with, because we were trying to figure out
but
a basketball
I think
name.
That on a technicality, that's a little different. That's different than actually physiologically losing an ability to do something. That's by choice. He didn't want to go to the free throw lines. He was scared and
petrified.
Embarrassed,
yeah.
or did he actually lose the ability to shoot free throws?
Right.
I get it. It's a valid name mm-hmm. to bring it around the discussion.
This guy can't shoot anymore.
This guy, he feels fine. He just can't do it. His body won't do what it had been doing for so long. That's why you look at, I always am amazed when you look at kids who are really good athletes who can just repeat the same movement so many times.
And, baseball swings.
And not even think about it. Like younger kids, I've seen it a lot. And I've watched some of these young hockey players now and just, you know, gliding around and being able to do things. And I always loved watching it at that moment at the youth hockey level from the earliest ages when the kid doesn't think about skating anymore. That's what's great. Because you can see the 5, 6, 7 year olds, you can see those kids who are like, okay, skating.
And so then I call counting steps instead of dancing.
And then you put a stick in their hand and they haven't really begun to think about what's next. And then all of a sudden it's like, wait a second. You see the kid that is just, you happen to be on the ice and you're not thinking about how they're moving their feet. They're just doing it. Mm-hmm. And that's when you start to see it. Then you move up to bantams and then you add in the hitting. And you see which teams are playing peewee hockey still, and then which teams are understanding what the physicality means, because that's the next jump. You go from the skating to the playing while skating to the playing while skating while hitting and getting hit.
All right, and I got to correct something that I said. It's not the ghost pepper that is part of the one chip challenge. It is the Carolina Reaper.
Which is
the pepper
higher on the Scoville scale than the ghost pepper? Because after the ghost pepper made new the Botjolakia, I believe, is the Indian name of the ghost pepper. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing that in either Hindi or Bengali or whatever the language may be. But then it was the scorpion pepper that took the title, and maybe the Carolina Reaper is now at the top of the list. But here's how it went down on the TNT set last night.
Chuck, I bet you $20 I buy the chip won't even make a face.
Bet. Like, without making a face.
Don't want it yet, brother.
You must not know what fraternity I'm in. Tell him, Matt.
What fraternity are
you? Omega Psi Phi. Till we die. This is nothing to me.
Is that a little...
I'm not making a face. I'm just coughing.
That counts as a face.
Ernie, I'm coughing.
I know when you go.
Ernie, I'm coughing. Yeah, this should be making a face. I'm not making a face. Oh, it's hot.
He made a face. He made the like wide eyes, oh my god, face. Just search
him.
Twitter.
They hit him
because there's it's a
the
meme.
Video is necessary.
Well, the screen capture of him when it hit him. That it's making a meme. It's like that feeling when the TFW hashtag, and it's a picture of Shaq. Because that always happens. Even if it's like a hot taco dip, everybody always says, oh, this is nothing. It's not. Oh. It's just, it creeps on you.
Where can we find that? Is that chip around here somewhere? Like, you think it's in the city? Like, you think by 6 o'clock we can track down?
I'm not touching it.
A bag.
not
baloney.
You think we can try?
We find one. We're putting one on.
No. I won't go near it. I'm not an idiot.
I'm not an
idiot. On the video stream, we'll force you down.
Hey, do you think we can find it, though? Like,
honestly, have no clue. Look for one.
Let's before 6
put o'clock. It on Twitter, see if somebody will drop one off.
Shane's in here.
And by the way, Shaq, when he says, I'm not making a face, come on now.
Yeah, no, I saw it. I saw exactly what it was. Yeah, no.
Come on now.
His whole face inflated with hotness.
Hot.
Heat. No, I'm not a guy who needs all the spicy in the world. Like Terry used to, you know, give me the, you know, make sure it's as hot as possible and make sure there's sweat bubbling up on my head. I'm not a guy that needs that, but I'm also
every once in a while I will do, I order an Indian dinner with their hot, but the guys in your meeting and the owner knows me and he's like, oh yes, Mr. Bernstein, spicy Rogan Josh. And the family makes fun of me because they know, oh, maybe I'll do that tonight.
Is there a certain amount of money that you would take the one chip challenge for?
No, because that would debilitate me.
No amount of money.
I mean, there's always a number.
That's what I'm saying.
$1 million.
Get out of here.
Give me $1 million and I'll do it.
500?
$500 million? Yes.
No, $500.
$1 million.
$500.
No, I'm not going to ruin a day and a half for $500.
Is there anybody in the suite that would like to ruin a day for $500?
Oh, this is a great point. Where is Shane when you need him?
Look at my guy, Tanny. Tanny's like, man, 2 months worth. I got you. 500? Anybody?
I got a dog I just had to put to sleep, so I got bills racking up.
Oh, jeez.
Well, thanks for that.
Yeah. Well, you know,
like
what,
Jason's
what a
in
day.
Other news.
Yes, yeah, right? One a day. We got to have one a day. One downer a day. No, seriously, though. You think it's anybody? Here, hold on. Keep talking.
What? Where are you going? Look, I can tell you right now, I'm not touching it. I'm not touching it. No way.
Oh, Shane O'Mac.
Shane?
Of course. Of course, Shane.
Shane would eat dog food for $5, so of course he would do that.
Shane would like eat a moth he pulled off a screen for $1.
Gotta pay bills, man.
Content machine.
That's why content machine.
Look at all the texters. Look at the. I'll do it. No, you wouldn't. 500. We should probably go higher, right? No.
Definitely go higher.
Five. You wouldn't?
No. No, thank you.
A grand.
No.
2,500. Yeah. So. We're starting to get there. You're starting to think all the Cameron Hughes wine you can purchase for 2,500. You can buy a whole damn vineyard. 2,500, man. You wouldn't do it for $5,000. Like if somebody put $5,000 cash on the table for a one chip challenge, and you had to just sit there and take it. $5,000, Dan. That's a nice weekend for you.
Weekend.
No.
This segment brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Ready for a bad cold and flu season? A cold is a cold, but flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere. This gets back to the debate we had in college.
About?
Mike, we would get high and ask, how much money would you need to allow Mike Tyson to take one swing at you just free and clear?
Yeah, but if Bobby Portis can do that to Nico Miritich's face, what do you think Mike Tyson's going to do to you?
He could kill you. Right. Yes.
Oh, look at these. Oh! Oh, these are my guys. One step camp money. Huh? Oh, huh?
It's for the kids.
Huh? Let's go, Danny B.
Nice job, Texter. Yeah, nice job.
You know how.
Way to be.
Yeah, everyone hates cancer in children, right?
Yep. Nobody hates it more than Dan. Come on
now.
Did
you say Dan hates cancer and children? Is that what you said?
I think he just did.
That is correct.
I wanted to gloss over it, but I think that's what happened. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk to Brian Billick at the top of the hour here. We're going to try to get Dan to take the one chip challenge. You listen to the Bernstein and Golf Show, 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
What a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, have a cigarette and read a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Head to JCPenney for the Black Friday mattress sale. Wednesday to Saturday, get 60% off mattresses from brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, get an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and 60-month special financing with free delivery and free assembly. Hurry, end Saturday. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 11/29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store associate for details.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This year, Walmart asked hundreds of kids for their top gifts, and the results are in the Walmart Kids Gift Catalog. Find favorites like Fingerlings, Furreal Friends, and Barbie. Shop these and more in the Kids Gift Catalog at Walmart.com and on the Walmart app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Do
Dude!
I counted.
He is playing.
He's
so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant.
This one when he ran off the screen, I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device. You're